Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, who's teaching me how to be the subject of a king. Charles is Gregory's king in Australia. But he's also king at home, and there have been 3 moments these last days that Gregory can help me understand. The first was the trooping of the color. I understood that. Beautiful marching around, all these red-coated men with black bearskin on their heads, and they were mounted the same way, playing through the medley of British Empire songs. But Garter Day and Ascot, what do those represent? So in that order, Gregory, color, trooping of the color, then Garter Day, then Ascot. What place do they fit in the king's realm?
Well, they're all actually highly significant events at which the king shows himself to his people and basically shows that he's there, he's dynamic and capable of leadership, which is one of the historical virtues of physical leadership, is that you have to show yourself to be recognized as the leader. Now, the trooping the color happens on the sovereign's official birthday every year, and that's June 14th every year. It's regardless of when the sovereign is actually born. I see a lot of hasty researchers in the US media saying it's on the Queen's birthday. It's not the Queen's birthday anymore. It's the King's birthday. It's the sovereign's birthday. It's basically an official holiday, which is nothing to do with the actual birthday, but it's chosen because it's a good time of the year. Normally sunny, although this year on Saturday it was raining, unfortunately, and when the troops were out, but it didn't dampen the enthusiasm. The king turned up there. He attended not on horseback this year, but in a carriage which took he and the queen to a viewing platform at Horse Guards Parade in Whitehall. Last year, before his coronation, he actually led the parade of troops on horseback himself, which is something pretty good for a 74-year-old at that time. But subsequently, his cancer diagnosis meant that he's taking it a little easier.
And what does Garter Day represent, Gregory? I read from the London Telegraph, King leads senior royals in colorful Garter Day procession, resplendent in traditional robes and plumed hats. Charles and Camilla oversaw the investiture of Andrew Lloyd Webber. I read on. The king has led senior royals in their annual colorful procession through the grounds of Windsor Castle for Garter Day. Resplendent in the traditional velvet robes and plumed hat of the Order of the Garter, the monarch appeared delighted to be presiding over the elaborate display of pomp and pageantry in the sunshine. The queen, also in the order's full regalia, was beside the king as the procession snaked its way down the hill from the castle's state apartments to St. George's Chapel. What is it, Gregory? What happens?
Yes, and the beautiful blue velvet coats. The Order of the Garter is the oldest and the most senior of the British orders of chivalry. It's being a knight of the Order of the Garter is regarded as being more important than being a peer of the realm. And there's a small handful of people there. This year, Andrew Lloyd Webber, was inducted into the Order of the Garter along with 3 other new knights and dames. The Duchess of Gloucester was made a companion of the order as well. But it's you have this small group of garter knights and dames who attend the annual service at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle every year at this time.
And 30 seconds for Ascot. 30 seconds. What does that represent?
Royal Ascot. It's the horse races, which, of course, the Queen, the late Queen, loved enormously and had lots of horses running in the races. But it's a social occasion, and the King was there, arrived along with other dignitaries in carriages and a lot of ceremony. It's a chance for people to dress up, and those in the royal enclosure and outside it generally wear mourning suit, which is a cutaway a tail coat and striped trousers and top hats. And the ladies wear outrageously extravagant hats and beautiful summer gowns. So it's a very much a showing of the monarchy. Now, hopefully the king is going to get a bit of rest after this. We noticed that Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales, also suffering from cancer. She attended the Tribune of the Colour, but did not attend the Garter Ceremony or Ascot. Correct. But it was nonetheless, there was a huge showing. It was very popular for the monarchy to be seen there.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defence and Foreign Affairs, observing what it's like to be the subject of a king. I'm learning. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.